Indian Pacific at the 250 led from Amish Boy Zootori. Then came Swatch That. Indian Pacific 100 to go. Zootori is digging in with the big weight. Zootori, the toppy, moves up, takes the lead, won the Newmarket. A big effort. Beat Indian Pacific, Amish Boy and Prague.
Oh, it was a big effort indeed from Zootori, who carried the number one saddlecloth and won the Newmarket on Saturday. And it continued the stellar form of Luke Curry as well, who joins us, another major Group 1. Luke, congratulations.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, it's a nice day.
Gee, it's been a good autumn, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. I was lucky enough over the spring to pick up a couple of big ones, and then it continued on. That Blue Diamond was a bit of a surprise, and I suppose Saturday wasn't a surprise, but wasn't expected.
Tell us what was going through your mind when the gates opened, such a big field, and there was a period there where you looked like you might be coming to the outside, and in the end you pulled the right rein, because the trifecta was in that group of four horses that you decided to stick with.
Yeah, well, I felt that probably going into the race, that being drawn down to the inside, having to make our run inside runners was probably not the ideal scenario. And then when they sort of split to my outside or to my inside, I wasn't sure whether to follow that main group out, which I thought was probably the horses to beat, September Run, a few of those horses, Serious Suspect, that were going to be out wider in that bunch out wide, or stay with that smaller group down to the inside. I felt that Indian Pacific was going to be the speed anyway, and to follow it down, and then at least with the where it was positioned, was to come to the to its outside. So we're making our run to the outside of a runner, rather than just being trying to duck back inside and feel like you're going inside runner. So and it worked out perfect. That in the Pacific give us a toe for so far, and was hard to pick up late. So it was it just all fell into place.
Now, I think that was your first ride on Zootori, so were you the lucky man on the spot after a couple of others passed on Zootori on Saturday?
Yeah, I think a couple of times, I think both my big winners this autumn have been right man in the right time. There's a few others have probably bypassed that ride on Saturday for other runners, so it can be a bit of a juggling act for most groups in those races, and I was just lucky enough to be in the right spot at the right time.
Do you enjoy riding in the big fields, big races down the straight?
It's a different feel, a different racing, of course. So it has its positives and it has its negatives, I suppose, but It is nice when you do win one down there, because quite special winning a race down the straight at Flemington.
Are you a big track walker? I just spoke to John McNeil, and he said prior to the start of the day, he said he didn't want to be too close to the outside. He thought that was inferior going. So do you work out where you think the best parts of the straight will be?
Yeah, I walk at most meetings. I wouldn't say that I'm the best track walker, I suppose. Craig Williams and a few others have very strong opinions when they walk the track. I like to look at it and see my thoughts, and then see what the pattern through the day does as well, because things change through the day with wind and stuff like that, and the track dries out in different parts. So I like to go and have a look at it and get a feel for it before my first ride.
When you're behind the barriers and there's a field of 17 in a new market, are you talking to the other jockeys saying, which way are you going, I'm going here, I'm going there, or are you keeping your cards very close to your chest?
Probably not so much these days. I know years ago when they used to split all the time, there was, a lot of chat, oh, you're going in, you're going out, where are we going? More so, it's probably race the straight has raced a lot more even, and horses everyone's tending to sort of huddle down the middle a bit more than sort of inside and outside. So, there can be a little bit of that chat, but I don't know, some jockeys might be happy to tell you, some might tell you a few pork pies, and and the rest sort of leave it up to themselves. So, but yeah, I think these days it sort of it works itself out most of the time.
Who would be the jockey that you wouldn't want to be playing cards with or believing that would try and give you a false bit of information?
Froggy Newitt's probably been one of the worst. and I don't know whether that was from by his choice or whether he meant to do that or not, but I know he's told me a couple of things and then it's been the complete opposite. But, I think everyone generally, we're all racing against each other and don't want to... And don't want to give away secrets, but obviously we all try to work in together as well, because you don't want the way your planned your race to then be impeded by someone else's plan. So if I drawn in, there's a jockey next to me, I want to go in, and he's inside me, and he's wanting to go out. Then you sort of. It's good to know that, because you're going to have to work it out in the first 50 yards who's going which way. So, it can be a help sometimes.
What do you make of non-conformist run in the Australian Cup? He was at the tail. Was it a tough run in transit that brought him undone?
Yeah, it was a horrible ride. Horrible ride. I wasn't happy about that one. I'm glad I had one in a ride later on, because my father always told me, you're only as good as your last ride. In spite of... Then going home after that one, I wouldn't have been happy with myself. But just got caught, just got stuck wide. I tried to shoot and sort of tuck in. Holmesman stayed three off, which then kept us four wide. And he had no chance being out there the whole way.
Pretty brazen. You happy with her run in the March Stakes?
She ran fantastic. Yeah, she was having trouble. We'll get. Last time in, she was just dwelling a little bit from the gates and putting herself in an awkward spot. So without the shade, she jumped really well and put herself in right up outside the leader, which is probably tough enough for her to do first up over 7 furlongs. But she toughed it out well, and with that run under her belt, she'll top her off. She'll be ready to go next time.
And Silent Sovereign was just behind the place getters in the Matron. What do you make of her run?
She was good. She's probably ready to step out to the 2000. The leader, really well rated by Laney in front, meant that sort of we were a long way off it and then chasing from the fairway out, and she just probably just flattened her a little bit with her turn of foot. But I think she's ready for 2000, where she can travel down and quicken a bit better than what she did the other day.
Now, you've got a little holiday now. What are you going to do during your break?
Work. I've got a Cranbourne trials tomorrow, and then a gallop hay dock between races at Ballarat. Then Burrum Beach trials on Wednesday, and then Sydney trials on Thursday. So hopefully by Friday I can get a couple of days off. Today I'm heading out. My wife's got me out working on the farm today. So yeah. Not much there.
Oh, very good. So, will you be riding Artorias in the Sydney Trials on Thursday?
I will. Yeah, he'll have a spin around Ed the other way at Randwick on Thursday, and getting ready for the Golden Slipper.
Gee, you must have had a smile on your face when you saw that Blue Diamond form with Animo win the Todman on Saturday.
Yeah, it frank the Blue Diamond form for sure. So, all reports he galloped the opposite way at Flemington. During the week, and he handled that quite well. I think he's riding it up to his ears in Sydney. I suppose he's the type of horse that's probably going to be better out for a bit further. But if he only needs to repeat what he did in the Blue Diamond, he's very able to beat.
There's no doubt about that. And you're a man in form, Luke. Congratulations! Another big Group 1 on Saturday.
Thanks, Michael.